Over the past 4 years, I've written all my poems during writing retreats in Paris. It's where I was born and where I also spent part of my childhood, but I hated it then. When my dying father contacted me after having vanished for 35 years, and I visited him in the Latin Quarter, I was afraid to go back. So it was a surprise to fall in love with my hometown, to rediscover it as a tourist, and to keep wanting to go back. I don't like cities. I love wilderness. I've been to a few, twice to the Venezuelan Amazon, not long before my father contacted me. What I found in Paris was a recreation of that lost world. It's as if the limestone boulevards and cathedrals, the rooftop terraces and cobbled medieval streets are the top of Ollantaytambo, a remote sandstone plateau with fissured citadels of rock columns. I've camped at the foot of Angel Falls, deep in one of Ollantaytambo's canyons. I've seen sloths, vultures, a giant anteater, and I've lain in a hammock at night inside my mosquito net and heard a jaguar roar. 15 years ago, when I visited my father in Paris, I took refuge from those fraught encounters by strolling around the nearby Jardin des Plantes menagerie. It's a quaint zoo, one of the oldest in the world, but it housed many Amazonian species then, including a coati, two sloths, pumas, a spotted female jaguar, and pato, a male black jaguar. I wrote most of the poems in my second collection, The Zoo Father, after visiting this zoo, and it was the only way I could write about my father, through portraits of him as those animals. Several books later, I returned to my obsession. The result is my sixth collection, Fauvery. I did try not to go back there, but once I did and found there was a new black jaguar, Aramis, in its Fauvery, the big cat house, I was hooked. I returned 3 or 4 times a year, working in solitude for a month at a time, saving all my money for short-term lets as near to the Jardin des Plantes as possible. As soon as I arrived, I went straight to see Aramis and the other felines. I chattered to keepers and regular visitors to get the latest news on the cat's health and breeding programs. Most of all, I just stood there and watched them for hours, taking snaps with my iPhone. I went early in the morning, heading straight for the Fauvery, to peep around the bamboo groves and climbing logs for my muses, who were invariably asleep. I'd go back to my room and read poetry collections saved up on my Kindle, the latest natural history and anthropological books on the Amazon, and write. Then return to the zoo before closing time, when the big cats become restless and are fed. It's quite a spectacle. Most of my writing was done after watching this ritual. Then, when Aramis was moved to the newly renovated Parc Zoologique de Paris at Vincennes, I visited him there, and still do. He has a young bride called Simara, and she features in my 7th book in progress, about my mother, with a provisional title, Mama Amazonica.